Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
We're going to meet Connor. Connor is in Oceanside, and Connor's girlfriend tried to trap him to see if Connor would remain faithful. That about sum it up, Connor?
Yep, that about sums it up.
Tell us what happened, Connor.
Oh, man. Okay. So, a couple weeks ago, I got a follow request from who I thought was one of my coworkers on Instagram. And, you know, I accepted it because she's really cool, and we chat every now and again, and, you know, whatever. So I thought it was a little weird because all of the pictures on her profile, they were just like her and, you know, maybe like a cute little dress or swimsuit, little provocative, I don't know. But, you know, I thought, who am I to judge? I didn't think anything of it. Then she starts sending me DMs, just overly flirty, really suggestive messages, and, you know, I told her I wasn't interested. I had a girlfriend, and the messages stopped. And I told my girlfriend after because, you know, I want to keep things from her. And we have a very, or so I thought, we had a very open and honest relationship. And I find out that it was my girlfriend the whole time.
Oh, no.
Right. And she says, you know, I was worried that you were working with someone attractive and I wanted to test you. And yeah, she thinks it's funny. And she's like, you know, oh, she's all happy about like, oh, well, you passed the test.
Quick question, Connor. Did she ever think, or did you ever think to bring up, hey, I could have brought this up to my boss and gotten this person fired for your little trick? I mean, she could have cost someone their career.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, I don't know. I'm really creeped out a little bit, and I just kind of rethinking the whole relationship at this point. You know, like, I don't know if I can trust her. If she's gonna go to lengths like this, like, is this a bad sign? Like, I don't know.
The way I feel about this is exactly how I feel about people who take their significant other's phones and go through them, or they sneak into email and go through things. A suspicious person or a person who's trying to go aha to someone eventually finds something that makes them say that. You know, it's like, I'm so anti what she did.
Connor, I don't want to get too personal, but I'm going to go ahead and say that your girlfriend's under 30.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And is she chronically jealous? Does she act like this all the time? Is it like you can't even look at anybody?
I don't know. It didn't seem to be that way. Like, she would have little moments of jealousy, but I didn't think it was enough that it would be going to this type of length to figure out if I was cheating.
If I were you, I'd be like, well, how many other times have you done something like this? That would really bother me. Yeah. I totally get where you're coming from.
I got all kinds of red flags in my head, Connor, but who cares what I think? Let's see what KSON loyal listeners have to say. You mind hanging out for a minute, Connor?
Yeah.
All right, pal. 833-287-1037. Connor's girlfriend, you know, she's all happy about the fact that Connor didn't take the bait, but Connor's like, whoa, why would you do that?
Why would you throw the bait out?
833-287-1037. Should Connor love her or list her? John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
It was a big red flag when Connor's girlfriend posed as his coworker hitting on him just to test to see if he would be faithful.
So we want to know what you think. Should Connor love her or list her? 833-287-1037.
Debbie is in El Cajon. Debbie, what do you think Connor should do here? This does not sound good to me.
It don't sound good to me either. So, like, she's really insecure. So, No. She's going to look for anything. It doesn't matter if he's good or not. She's going to look for anything to find him at fault.
Yeah, and to try to trap someone, I find really icky.
Exactly.
All right, thank you. Holly in Santee, how about you? What advice do you have for Connor?
Well, it's a tough one because it's up to how much she can handle if she wants to stay or not stay for what was done.
Explain that, please.
Well, because if she's digging deep into the phone to look for just to look for anything, then she's just looking for a reason. But in my past experiences, I've opened a phone and I've found tons of cheating. So now it's a matter of do you stay and know the issue or leave and get out and move on.
Thank you, Holly.
Have a great day.
Nikki and Vista, what's your take? What's your advice for Connor?
I definitely think that he should cut ties. You don't know how many times she's done this or if she's doing something herself to try to cover up.
Oh, never thought about that.
Interesting perspective.
Thank you, Nikki. Connor has heard what you've had to say. Let's check back with him.
What do you think you're going to do, Connor?
As difficult as it is, I think I need to list her.
Connor, I know that's tough. I mean, obviously, you know, there was a reason you were with this woman. I'm kind of no stranger to this. This is something like this was similar in a relationship that I had in the past, which is why it's in the past. This is not going to be a one-time instance, in my opinion, and obviously the opinions of our KSON loyal listeners, and that's obviously what you're going with right now. Are you okay with that decision?
It's tough, but I'm still creeped out about it. And I think you brought up a great point before. I'm now thinking about, was that the only time?
Mm-hmm.
How many other times she done it?
And I'd be sitting there thinking, well, what's she going to do in the future? It's so easy when people are looking for something, like I mentioned before in that aha moment, to take something completely out of context because it fits what's going on in their head. You know, it's just like you can send a text message that says, okay, but it'd be taken a million different ways depending on what's going on in your head. It's hard, but I don't know how you could continue a relationship and not feel like she was, like there was always something lurking in the background.
Yeah.
All right, Connor. Well, we're sorry, pal, but I'm not sorry, frankly, Connor. I think you're better. I think you're better off for what it's worth, and you're going to find someone that isn't borderline. You know, I won't say the word. I know you're kind of bummed, so we just want you to be happy. Thank you for sharing your life with us, pal. All right.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.